It gives me great pleasure to present to some, introduce to others, the CEO and the host of WBSW Internet Talk Radio, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, sometime called Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, the Love Guru. WBSW Internet Talk Radio have listeners and watchers in 21 countries. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
My. So God has blessed us one more time. I'm so glad to be before you because, see, this is what it's all about. This is WBSW, truly, truly radio, the internet station. And, you know why it's so exciting for me? It's really exciting for me to come before you because it's just one more time we get a chance to share some knowledge and hopefully share something with you that will help you move forward. If not, just do what you do. Make the right decision you have to do. We've got tonight's show at the Love Cafe. You might ask yourself, why do I need to check them out on the Love Cafe? The Love Cafe is awesome because it's the real love talk show. I want you to hear this. The real love talk show that truly, truly soothes your appetite. We focus on the menu, including your starter, as your appetizers, your entree, as well as your dessert and also your beverage. And that's what it's all about. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host. So glad to come before you. And we want you to be a part of our show by calling in. The call-in number for our show is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying you, the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, and ask you, what's your location? I'm going to tell you, your location. Let me have it. I need that. Your name if you choose to, then you can join in with the conversation and have a chance to chat with Dr. Lowe. It's so good to have an opportunity. Also, we want you to keep in mind what the Love Cafe is all about. I talk about the menu. We talk about the appetizer and the starter. See, that's just like when you meet someone, you lust for them. So that's your appetizer and your starter. So they always put that on the menu so you can get something. Do you want some of the starter appetizer? That's what the Love Cafe is all about. The second thing is the entree. So you got to remember the entree is going to be the attraction. So you see that steak, you see that pork, you see that ham, you see that turkey, whatever it may be, that lamb. You're just excited about having an opportunity. I'm about to put something on this piece of meat. Yeah. So it's all about entree. Then dessert, that's the attachment. See, they put the dessert in for a purpose. The dessert in your menu, just top it off. They also, you want some dessert, there's all kind of desserts that's going to sweeten the pie. And the last is your beverage. See, the beverage is so important because the beverage allows you to just not only be attached to it, but you just get so engaged and say, this is what I want to exactly do. This is what I want to be a part of. So the Love Cafe is all about that menu, going from each level, meaning your starter, appetizer, all the way to your beverage. It's so good to come before you. We have some awesome co-hosts. But before we move to the co-host, we're going to talk about how you can connect with us besides calling in. You can connect with us through Blog Talk Radio, and you can go to our web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You also have an opportunity to check us out on Twitter, and then you can tweet the show at The Smith Way Production. At Lorenzo D. Smith 15, at Dr. Lorenzo Smith with the number one, and Instagram. We're so proud to have an opportunity to partner with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama, and they are handling Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. So if you want to follow us, it's awesome to be a part of that. I see we have several people already jumped on. Thank you so much for joining. Also, we are broadcast on at PresidentDr.LorenzoDSmith. So we're just really excited about it. Then every now and then we'll go to Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15. So we look to have an awesome show tonight. Our title for tonight's show is Don't let love frighten you. And I want you to think about that as I finish with all the promo that goes along with getting us there. We want to give a shout out to those awesome co-hosts who join us from time to time. And it's pretty much they're being remote in and they have schedules and they work around that schedule. We'll give a shout out to Pastor Dr. Eddie Pratt out of the awesome state of Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth. Dr. Pratt is truly, truly saying some awesome things. He's a relationship strategist. He's a relationship coach. So when he brings you things from his own personal experience and working with individuals on a day-to-day basis. Also, we have the lady that put the boots on the ground. She's from Oakland, California. She's out there owning her own truth, Behavior Health Empowerment. That's the name of her organization. She's the co-founder with her twin sister, Gina. And they go out and they make a difference in the community. They put the boots on the ground. Like she said when she was on here recently, she had to own it. Her life was not always with a silver spoon. She had to own what was going on in her life so she could be better and do the awesome things God has blessed her to do. So we're so excited to have them to join us from time to time. They're our co-hosts, and they come in and offer their point of view, and that's what it's all about. Also, I want you to keep in mind we are broadcast on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRL D'Alberto Smith. Check us out on Facebook. And it's also good to be able to say that we can come back and have on-demand episodes. You can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Tumblr, YouTube, all of those opportunities you have. WBSW Radio, we're so proud to be the internet station, has listeners and watchers in 25 countries. That's including your home base, the United States, north of the borders, Canada, and south of the borders, Mexico. So it's truly a blessing. I'm telling you, I'm really excited about having the opportunity to present this show to you and present my thoughts on Don't Let Love Frighten You. We want to also just give a shout out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. This past weekend, it was in Birmingham, Alabama for their Southern Regional Conference where there's five bodies that come together, individuals in the states in the province of Bahama, of the Bahamas. You have the state of Alabama. You have the state of Georgia. You have the state of Florida. You have the state of Mississippi and the islands of the Bahamas. Came together this weekend. Had an awesome, truly awesome weekend in Birmingham, Alabama. So I want to congratulate those brothers of the Southern region. So proud to be a member of the Southern region. Serve that the 31st past Southern Regional Director myself. It was good to be able to lead and now to be able to have the wisdom to share with everybody what we need to do to be the best we can be. We're excited in Zeta Phi Sigma chapter. And the reason why is recently we have had an influxation of brothers that want to come back to the, we call them welcome back home. That's our incentive program to get brothers back into the fraternity. We call it Welcome Back Home. You get a chance to come back. And we just want to just shout out to a few brothers who recently decided to come back home. We have Derek Cummins decided to come back home. Anthony Pinkston decided to come back home. George Tabb decided to come back home. John Hutton decided to come back home. Anthony Brakey decided to come home. And deceased brother, the transition, Francis McIntosh, decided to come back home. Life member Bernard Stevens decided to come home. Roger Davidson decided to come home. You had many others. Don Walker, Pastor Don Walker, decided to come back home. That's what we're talking about. That's what Phi Beta Sigma is all about. Gaining the membership, regrouping, retaining, recruiting, and making it do what it do. So thank you, brothers of Phi Beta Sigma, and especially chapter Zeta Phi Sigma of Greenville. I'm probably a member of that chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. So glad to be a part of it. Let's get our show started. I want to give a shout out to these brothers and sisters that's joining us, because I see quite a few. I want to give a shout out to Miss Bush EDS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you, Miss Bush, for joining us, EDS. Also, we have the real underscore, almost look like Pappy Smurf, or Papa Smurf. Hey, Papa Smurf. How you doing, my boy? How you doing, my hey? It's good to have y'all. Give a shout out to several others. I'm gonna take time. Blue underscore Professor GM 1914, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Sigma Polo 17, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Pi Epsilon Sigma 1914, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Prestigious.Corzine 06. Thank you so much. Again, Pi Epsilon Sigma 1914. This Zaman.Butt.5095. Thank you so much. Lorenza underscore Fleming, number 5 Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And again, we have words from the brother Pi Epsilon Sigma 1914. Welcome home, brother. That's what it's all about. So we're going to get this show started. I'm really excited to have an opportunity to show up tonight, because I want to talk about what the Love Cafe is all about. I talk about the menu, and I talk about how you can come in with lust, have a mind of just lusting for somebody to the point to you get attached to them. And that's what's so important, that you're able to see the focus there. You see that love is all about meeting and seeing them, and we call that appetizer, start of meeting them. That's in a social stage, and some people put lust on it, moving on to the acquaintance and from the friendship and truly moving to the romantic and the intimate part, and eventually marriage. That's what it's all about when you're taking the tears of love. But our Love Cafe is all about knowing what love truly is and what it does. See, we took the acronyms of love, starting with the L's. We thought this was so important. No relationship will be successful if you don't have effective communication. The L is listening first and talking second. That is something you have to keep in mind. The second thing, the acronym is O. Overcoming challenges, because there will be challenges, and overlooking the other person's fault as well as your own faults. The V is valuable. How valuable is that person to you? How valuable is that relationship to you? And we have to always keep that in mind. We always put our greatest effort in things that we value. So if that relationship is where you want to be, you value it by putting the time. See, value is all about effort and time. How valuable it is. How much time I'm willing to put in it. What do I need to do to be the best at this? Am I willing to listen? Am I willing to be committed? Am I willing to be compassionate? Am I willing to compromise? You know, and that's what you have. Am I dedicated, devoted? Come on now, all the things you can add to what exactly you want to make out of that relationship. And the E is everything. Excitement. See, love is excitement. The E is encouragement. See, you cannot be successful in any relationship unless you encourage each other. I don't care if it's a family relationship, a friendship, a work relationship, a church relationship. You have to be willing to encourage one another. And also, what's so important about each of the acronyms, it empowers each individual in the relationship. Empower them to know that if we put our heads together and make sure we operate from the inner self, which is our heart, to build a relationship in our soul, we will be successful. Now we're empowering each other. You can't be afraid to empower the person you really care about. Because if you empower them, that gives you the same power to return back. They return it back to you. That's empowerment. That's what love is. See, love is kind. See, a lot of people have a real problem with being kind to people. People take kindness for weakness. But see, love is all about giving more than you hope to receive. Love is a state of mind. What state of mind do you have, my brothers, my sisters? When you get into that relationship, is your state of mind is that I'm all in? I'm all in. I'm going to do whatever it takes. Because God has blessed me with the desire of having you in my life. And I'm going to operate not from the external part. I'm going to operate from the internal part. So it becomes a state of mind that I know I'm going to give it all. The next thing is love is unconditional. See, love don't have no conditions on it. If you're in a relationship, my sisters, my brothers, and you got conditions on it, you can only call me at this certain time. You can only see me at this certain time. We need to put a schedule together when we can see each other. I'm going to tell you, you can't develop love on conditions. So if you're doing it, remove it from your thought process. Make it where it's unconditional. And see, love is something people need to hear. And I want you to hear this today. Love is not for everyone, and especially your love. Your love is not for everyone. Everyone shouldn't feel be in the same area with you because they are the wrong person. See, love is loving the right person. And the thing about it, you don't have to ask anybody. God would reveal it to you because the love comes from the inner self. It comes from your heart and your soul. That means you have to be in a sense of vulnerability to realize what love is. You can't be afraid of it. The title is Don't Let Love Frighten You. See, you're frightened because you're afraid you're going to lose something. And you got to realize love is all about peace, joy. Come on. Love is about being able to impress our Lord and Savior. See, when you really love and do exactly as the acronym said, listen, be willing to overcome, overlook, value, as well as empower, God smiles because you know what he's going to put in your life, joy? He's going to put joy in your life. And you got to remember, and he'll bring about peace. Love is all about love, all about peace and joy. See, some people say it's all about happy, being happy or happiness. It is, but God rejoice and smile down on you when he sees joy. Just like when you lie down every night. And when you lie down, my brothers and sisters, you ask God to watch over you. And he think you're worthy enough, he'll wake you up in the morning. And then, like I said, no matter what you went through the night, you tossed and turned. You had situations. But joy comes in the morning. He's smiling with joy. So it's so important to remember love is peace, joy. And also, it'll bring about some happiness in your life. Also, love is also can be defined as an emotional as well as a physical connection with that person God has desired for you. And your feelings will run so deep, it's not measurable. Life without a significant other is practically unthinkable. Because when love is there, God will let you feel it. Love includes these very important points. Because we're going to talk about what love looks like. And some of the things I just shared about in our promo about what love is, you'll hear it again. Love includes respect. Do you respect people? Do you respect your significant other? Do you respect your wife? I tell you, if you're not respecting those people, you're not going to receive respect. You're going to give. If you give disrespect, it will return to you. The next thing is so important is admiration. You admire that person. That makes you excited. Love is about caring. You never subject your partner, your significant other, your wife, your husband to hurt, humiliation, and any form of abuse. That's not love. That's scary. Love is not envious. Love is humble. See, people who are humble understand love. If you're not humble, you'll never understand love. Love is selfless, not selfness. See, that's the thing about it, selfless. You got to keep that in mind. See, love is calm. You might get excited. You might get, sometimes you get full, and you might want to lash out. But you got to remember, if you love them, you got to pull yourself back and remember what love is and what love does. We want to know how it looks like, and that's the first thing we want to focus on. What do love look like? I just stated earlier, people who are in love encounter joy, peace, and happiness. People who's in love generally feel a powerful sense of empathy toward their beloved, feeling the person's pain in their own and being willing to, come on now, sacrifice anything, all right now, for the other person. Is that you, my brothers and my sisters? Are you willing to sacrifice? That's what love all about. Or are you selfish? You're so selfish, you want everything you have to hold on to. I'm going to hold on to everything. I don't want to give anybody anything. You now understand what love is all about. God loves all of us. Loved us enough to give his only begotten son for our sins so we can live. You don't know what love is until you can hear the story and see the story and feel that God blessed us with an awesome deed by allowing his son, his only begotten son, to come and die for our sins. That's love. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to kill a dead spirit in your body? That's what love is. So you can see joy, peace, and happiness. Love is kind, patient, calm. See, it brings about that in your life. Love truly looks like those timeless conversations with someone whom you feel you are grateful. See, love all about gratefulness. I got to be grateful to having you in my life. I'm thankful God bless you and bless me so we can connect. See, love is all about an inner self. It comes from our heart and our soul. See, too many times people don't understand that love is so important. So we have to keep that in mind.
A lot of times people are willing to do that.
Gratefulness is so important. And we have to keep that in the forefront. Love looks like giving birthday surprise. That's how simple love is. Your love is a surprise on any day. But truly you want to give that love to that time because of their birth is something that's special just like yours. And that day should be recognized. See, a truly loving relationship should have affection, trust, appreciation, and mutual respect. We're going to say that one more time. Truly loving relationship should have communication, which is listening first, talking second. Affection, which realize that I have to give of myself to overcome all the challenges. Trust, I got to believe and trust in that person because I value them. Appreciate, I'll tell them I encourage you. I support you. I appreciate you. And I always have respect for you. That's love. That's what it looks like. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to give your location. If you choose to give your name, I'm all right with that. And then I want you to join in the conversation. Don't let love frighten you. Don't let love frighten you. Look at the characteristics of love. Some people just truly don't know what characteristics of love is or the traits of love. And we want to share a few thoughts. But we want to give a shout out to Mary Inc. 314. Thank you so much for joining us. Also, Jacqueline Davison, for taking time to be a part of this. Thank you so much, Jacqueline, for doing it as well. The characteristics of love. See, the last few shows, I've been talking about love. A good man, a good woman. It's all about recognizing what makes you a better person. I had a session today with my counselor. I was talking, and as I talked to my counselor, I told her, I feel and truly believe in my heart, I am the best version of myself. Because all of these things I have realized, let's look at some things and characteristics of love that truly will fit why I feel the way I feel. I have a lot of confidence. Someone who loves themselves and know how to love you, but confident. They don't need anybody to tell them or pat them on the back because they got so much confidence that they can succeed in whatever comes because they're living based on God's plan and God's will, not man. Love means saying goodbye to expectations. See, if you come in there and say, well, I'm expected to be at this point in 2 or 3, 5, 6, 7 years, I expect you to do what I tell you to do. Well, you know what? Love say goodbye to those expectations. You can throw them back, wrap them up in a pretty bow and get rid of them. Love doesn't play the victim role or the blame card. And we'll say it doesn't blame others. See, love don't play that. We talked about it, what a difference between a grown male, overgrown boy, and a grown man and a mature man. See, an overgrown boy and a grown male play the victim. They can play the role of the victim very well. But a grown man don't have time to blame anybody. What he does do, he takes responsibility for his action. See, love is all about responsibility for your action. See, I love you because I'm willing to take on what goes along with that. I'm going to be responsible for my action. And I'm going to accept when I didn't follow through. That's what love is all about. It don't blame other people for what's going on. Give a shout out to Queen Ministry Lewis. This is Minister Shannon. Ministress Shannon, thank you so much on the Minister Shannon show. I'm getting it out that it's coming out. Minister Shannon show. We just wanted the move to be the Shannon show. That will be coming on every fourth Thursday. Whenever we have her in the right place, here you go. She brings some awesome guests on WBSW Radio, the internet station. Thank you, Minister Shannon. Thank you so much for taking time. She's a queen. We got a king and a queen on this network. This radio station have a king and a queen. Love includes letting go. Love includes letting go. See, you have to let go. It's just like letting people be free so they can grow and reach their potential. If they meant for you, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You'll see them again. Because one thing about it, the person that, it's only one person God has for you. He going to put you in a position. He's going to train you up just like a child to be the best man. So when you present and able to recognize, because he has put that plan in the play in the wheel, you're going to be excited. But if it's time to let go, it's going to be somebody that you truly, truly wanted, but you got to let them go. See, love said let them go, because you know what? If they follow you, God has already written the book. The plan is they'll come back. Never give up. Love doesn't require you to continue a relationship. See, you can love somebody and not be in a relationship with them. That's possible. You can really love somebody. Some people say, man, that's crazy. But just keep in mind, you can't love somebody and not be in a relationship with them. Because when God fixed your heart and soul to recognize that person and their heart and soul recognize you, you may not never been in a relationship with them, but they're there in your connection. See, love is about connection. Love has no room for jealousy. If you were somebody that is jealous, cold-hearted, I'm telling you, you got to let them go. We had this thing we say on this show. When people show themselves, believe what you see. And I'm telling you, run as fast as you can. Don't stay around, because I'm telling you, they only showed you a little bit of themselves, because the rest that coming out is going to be devastating. It will seek, and it will destroy. That's what you have to keep in mind. Love is the absence of fear. See, that's one of the things we have to remember. To be in love, you know, as I didn't say, just love somebody. We talked about that yesterday, a day before yesterday, Tuesday, on the relationship show. Being in love means you're not afraid. See, love don't frighten you, because you know why? Love is all about vulnerability. Is that you? Are you willing to be vulnerable so you can be in love, so you can experience joy, peace, and happiness, so you can experience patience, calmness, kindness from those individuals? Are you willing to do that? That's why you don't fear that. You can't have the walls up when you move into that. One thing about it, when God works with your inner self and gets you prepared, you don't have to worry about it. He got you. You got to remember who you are and whom you are. I want you to take that to the bank. The next thing in regards to love and a characteristic is love is not needing, but wanting. Love is not needing. God take care as you need. Just remember that. You leave the wants up to you. The next thing we want to focus on, but we want you to call in and be a part of it, is that if you're in a relationship, it shouldn't frighten you. But if you're in a relationship and it's frightening you, you're dating the wrong person. Are you married to the wrong person? That's possible to be married to the wrong person. But we want you to be a part of the show. We want you to call in 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. Then if you want to offer your name, great. And join in the conversation with Dr. LaRosa D. Smith. And I'm excited to have an opportunity to be before you on WBSW Radio, the internet station. I just mentioned about if your relationship doesn't frighten you, you're dating the wrong person. I just want you to think about that. If that relationship don't frighten you, you are in the wrong relationship. This ain't the right person for you, because some of the things that you should encounter, you communicate your concerns. You communicate your concerns with that person. But when you communicate your concerns in that relationship, when it's with the wrong person, nothing ever changed. It's the same thing. And that's kind of scary. When you share something, you say, well, I would like for you to make sure you touch bases if you're on the road or whatever you are, and just let me know what's going on. That's not keeping check. You have compassion for people. And if they don't do it and they keep saying, I'm going to do it, you know what? They're not intending on doing it. But you have to make your mind up. Don't keep asking. They have to make their mind up that they're going to do it. You won't admit that your long-distance relationship isn't working. See, people don't realize that long-distance relationships take hard work. All relationships takes hard work. But if it's not working, just admit it. If you can't admit it, that means you're holding on to something that's just truly not going to work. Compatibility is just as important as love. You can love somebody, but y'all may not be compatible. We talked about falling in love yesterday. But in comparison to being in love, you can be in love. You can fall in love with. But being in love, only going to be one person that God has set aside for you. You also, in that, you know, when you're dating the wrong person, you know that love is not working there, you're on and off. That's forever. You're breaking up. You're on a break. Now, I listen to some of these shows. They talk about on a break. We're on a break. We're on a break. I went out and done this. We was on a break. Come on, we truly need a little bit more clarity and understanding in your life that if you're married to that person, you can't just go have a break. If you're in a committed relationship, you just can't go have a break. Go do what you want to do, then come back and expect to be the same. Or maybe you don't. That should frighten you. But that's not love. You have made drastic changes, lifestyle changes, for those individuals. That's the wrong person. That's the wrong person for you. They're not into labels. These are the things that you know that should frighten you. And if you're going to think they frighten you, then you in that, stay in that relationship because you're in that wrong. Relationship. Truly with the wrong person. And that's what it's all about. The next two things we want to focus on as our time slowly move on. We want to look at discussing four thoughts on why vulnerability is a good thing for a relationship, a loving relationship. And one is you appreciate and respect the relationship and the person. That's why you are vulnerable when you really show that you appreciate shows your compassionness, shows your heart, and you got respect for the relationship and the person. Being scared of losing someone means that they are something worth losing. Said it again. Being scared of losing someone means they are something worth losing. When you're afraid of losing them, they're worth losing. But they may come back to you now. They may come back because you might not have been ready. You might not have been ready for them and they wasn't ready for you. The same person who scares you also make you feel fearless. We're talking about vulnerability now. Why is a good thing? Same person that scares you also can make you fearless. We talked about love and we did an acronym. We said with all those things, listening, with overcoming and overlooking and having value the relationship and be excited about it, and it's everything to you. It empowers you. Just think about it. That same person that scares you also make you feel fearless. That's what love does. We talk about what love is. That's what love does. The fear can also empower you. I don't need to say no more. I mentioned in the Love Cafe when I did the acronym. All of those empower you. You fear, you're scared, but you are empowered to know I'm making the right decision. I'm with the right person, and I'm not in a relationship with the wrong person. If you're comfortable in that relationship, you're in a relationship with the wrong person. Bottom line, you have an opportunity on each one of those networks or media sites to type your comments. I like to hear some of your comments. I like for you to say a few things. I thank Queen Minister Lewis saying hi. And welcome home, brothers, and all that. But I just want you truly to share your thoughts. Tell me, if you're the thought of why vulnerability is a good thing for a relationship, let me know. It's all right to be fearless. It's all right to be scared. It's all right to be frightened. Are you really, really willing to do that? Our next topic, right quick, we want to touch on, are you afraid of love? And let's talk about some reasons. Type down some reasons, if you would, in the comments box. Let me know. One reason would be feeling vulnerable. We could keep going back to vulnerability. Love, vulnerability. Love, vulnerability. Come on. See, when you start a new relationship, you should be quite frightened. Because you don't really know that person until you go through those tiers, associate, acquaintance, friends, romantic, intimacy, partner, life partner, and marriage. If you go to the tiers of the relationship, that means you're going to find out about it. Makes you feel insecure sometimes, invulnerable, because you don't know what to expect. So what you have to do is love and go into the relationship based on your heart and your soul. Don't let the external, no matter how beautiful the external part is, if it's not glowing from inside out, it will wilt like anything else. Any fruit that sit up a long time. You have to remember, love comes from the soul. See, you're not afraid because it comes from your heart and your soul. The next thing is truly not wanting to get hurt. That's always something that people fear of, not wanting to get hurt. And they say again, see, you've been hurt before. See, if you're coming out of a abusive relationship or coming out of a relationship that you gained poor relationship skills, you will be afraid. You start putting walls up. We always tell you, heal first. Go through the process of healing before you decide to take that next step. Truly, you have to do that. Not wanting to get hurt, it's a tough thing to deal with. But when you're loving from your heart and your soul, God got you. You don't have to spend your time worried about it. The next thing quickly is, why are some people not built for love? I'm going to take you all the way back to the beginning when I was talking about everyone don't deserve your love. The statement is, discuss why many are not built for love. Because the things you are asking them to do, have to understand the characteristic, understanding what love looks like, understand the thought of vulnerability, and they're not built for that. First of all, the characteristic of a healthy relationship, number one, is self-love. If they don't love themselves, how can they love you? So they're not built. And don't think you can change them because you can't. They have to be willing to change themselves. Next thing, love versus the fear of commitment. We talked about all the things that love is and what love does. Communication, affection, trust, appreciation, mutual respect. The fear of commitment requires you to communicate. It requires you to show affection. See, that's what love, these things that love says. The fear of doing that won't allow you to commit to that relationship because you're afraid to be able to talk with me. First of all, you want to talk and don't want to listen. You don't have the affection. You may not have, that might not be your strongest point, but you have to make sure you show. Affection come in all forms. If you don't know what form and how it works for you, go and look it up. There's nothing wrong with looking it up. Trust. See, trust is commitment. Love versus a fear of commitment. And too many times, individuals are not willing to commit to you. They got 20% in and 80% out. They're the one ready to cause a scene so they can leave. That's, but you're asking them to be committed, and they're not willing to do that. Truly ain't committed to nobody. If they're not committed to anybody else, they're not going to be committed to you. Don't think you can change them. Truly consider that they're not for you. Love versus the fear of commitment. Love is patient. Love is a state of mind. Love is kindness. Love is compassionate. Love is commitment. Love is compromise. Love is consistency. You're not going to be able to get that person to be committed because they fear commitment. So how to love you like you need to be loved. When they show themselves, always remember, when they show themselves, believe what you see and run as fast as you can from those individuals. Don't say, I'm going to give them a second chance. Don't say, I'm going to give them a third chance, because that second, third, fourth, fifth chance could be devastating for your inner self. See, remember, when you keep giving people choices, they peck away at a little bit of your internal self. They peck away at it. So they get at your heart. They get at your soul. They try to control you, and they attack that. And if you keep giving them a chance after chance after chance, they will eventually wear you down. Now you're in a relationship that's subject to abuse. Be careful. And we want to wrap this up with those characteristics of a healthy relationship that includes love. I mentioned earlier, because I have self-love for myself, no one else going to love me more than I love myself. But since I understand what love is and what it does, I'm willing to give that love. I'm giving it for my inner self, not my outer self. Communication. I listen first and talk second. Love is connection. See, we have to realize when that person that you designed, God placed that person as part of your plan of life, you connect with them. And you connect with the inner self. That's why I said if someone that keeps doing things that you know that continues to hurt, humiliate you, and abuse you, and you keep giving them chance after chance after chance, they're picking away at the core, which is your heart and your soul. Don't give your heart and soul up that easy. When that starts to happen, be willing to say, I have to go. I have to run. I have to eat. Because you're not going to do me right. And I don't need anybody that's not going to do me right. Love, truly in a loving relationship, a characteristic that you should always keep in mind is mutual respect. If they don't respect you, do you expect anybody else to do it? You have to have self-respect first. I'm not going to disrespect you. I don't expect you to disrespect me. And especially we're in a so-called relationship. That's why I said so-called. If it was a healthy relationship, we're going to have mutual respect for each other. There's no need to say we're on a break and you can go and do what you want to do and bring back some things you shouldn't bring back and say everything is all right. Everything ain't all right. It's time to move on. Boundaries, setting boundaries. A lot of people fear setting boundaries, but you have to be able to set boundaries. Reciprocal. You want to reciprocate what that person is giving to you. See, love is a gift. Love is a desire. Just remember that. Love and saying I love you is a gift. Being in love. Being in love is a desire. What do you desire? Because it's only going to come from God, and it's only going to come from your inner self. That's what being in love is all about. Comfortable. See, in a healthy relationship with love, you're comfortable. That's another one of those C's. Comfortable. You're consistent. Consistency is important. Compromise. The next thing is shared values. You remember the V in love. And the acronym of love, V, is valuable. Mutual values. That's what love is all about. And a relationship which is healthy. Flexibility. You have to be ready to be flexible. Nothing is because it's written down on paper. Can't be adjusted. Sometimes it has to be adjusted. And the last thing as we wrap up this show, something I think is so important, two things, commitment and communication. I'm going back to communication. Those two are so important to a healthy relationship with love. It's been awesome rapping with you tonight, talking with you tonight, going back to old school rapping, sharing with you. Don't let love frighten you. If you work on some of these things and you identify some of these things, assess yourself on where you are on each and every one of them, you will be successful. God is good. He has blessed us from a mighty long way. So we're thankful. We're going to give a shout out to many that's joined us. I'm going to give a shout out to those on the four networks, but one of them, which is Blog Talk Radio, is numbers. I can't tell you exactly those numbers. But on Instagram, dealing with President Dr. Dot Lorenza D. Smith, you have Miss Bush EDS, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, The Real _ Papa Smith 1914, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Mary Inc. 314, thank you for joining us, Jacqueline Davison, thank you. you for taking time for joining us, Anna from McKenzie. Queen Minister Lewis of the Shannon Show on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We also have Pi Upsilon Sigma 1914, the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, my brother. Lorenzo underscore Flem, which is Lorenzo Fleming, Brother Fleming, thank you, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Zaman.butt.5095, thank you for taking time. Also, you have Prestige. And like Corson06, thank you so much. We also have a shout out from Sigma Polo 17, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We have Blue underscore Professor GM 1914, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank each and every one of y'all for joining on Facebook, Instagram, Blog Talk Radio. It's been awesome. Just remember and keep this in mind. Hashtag responsible. Be responsible because we're not totally out of this pandemic. I know they keep telling you we're going to have to live with it, but be prepared because there's another wave can come up any day, any time. And we want to be prepared by practicing those protocols, safety protocols. Don't stop doing it. Don't stop washing your hands. I know I was showing some gentleman this recently, came right out of the bathroom and didn't wash their hands. You got to wash your hands. This is something we was doing more so before the pandemic. They may have been doing through the pandemic. I just hadn't been around and hadn't seen it and didn't look forward to seeing it then. Stay at home. Keep your focus on your family because you're protecting them. I know you want to get out. Things opening up. He's getting back a new norm. But just remember, if you don't have to be out there, don't be out there. Truly, truly wear your mask. Some people say you don't think you have a mask because it's not a mandate. It shouldn't have been a mandate to make you wear a mask anyway. The 987,000, maybe off some. Numbers, not the official number, but close to that number right there, have died because of pandemic. So you can't tell us that's almost a million people, and it won't happen to you. Protect yourself. Do your vaccine if you haven't done it. I understand we have the fourth boosters coming up, and there seems to be a concern about individuals that, you know, people won't show up for the fourth vaccine. I encourage you to show up for the fourth vaccine called a booster shot. Hashtag keep on grinding because that's so important. Now, because I love you, I want you to do these things. I love you, and I want you to keep grinding at whatever you're doing. Communicate for understanding. Hashtag, it's a mindset. Hashtag, make it do what it do. And truly, truly, be feeling of the opportunity to be successful by trusting in our Lord and Savior because he'll make a way for you. I truly love you. It's from my heart. I give you the L's because it's coming from my heart. It helps me to create my heart. And I truly love you. Have an awesome rest of the night and the rest of the weekend. We'll be back on Monday, and we're going to be doing some Talking Real to You primetime at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to make it do what it do. We're going to be talking about just plain old life issues, what's going on in your neighborhood. So be ready. We're going to make it happen. Now, as we get ready to close out, I want you to keep in mind, God is so good. He has blessed us to come a mighty long way. So I want you to truly keep this in mind, because it's from my heart. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night, and we will see you on Monday.